right, everyone. Are all the contestants here?
Yes.
We're here, and I'm going to take that
trip. Ready to win.
All right, all right. Now, when I call your name, please take your car and place it on the starting line. Rodney Rathbone.
A hush falls over the crowd.
Ashley Jenkins.
Oh, good. Lane, too.
Austin O'Connor.
No way! You gotta be kidding me, O'Connor! You're entering that popsicle car?
Yeah, sure am.
Well, I guess it was that or a delicious Boston cream pie car, huh, Cookie?
Mind your own business, Rodney.
Excuse me, pardon me. My toe! I need to get through. Austin?
Oh, hey, Colby. Glad you made it.
You're entering my car?
Sure.
But aren't you worried everybody's gonna laugh at you?
Nah. They don't know a cool car when they see one. That's their problem.
All right, everyone. Racers, take your places. On your mark. Get set. All right, Rodney. Out of my chair. I want to watch the news.
Oh, man, I never get to watch anything around here.
Yeah. Well, then, why don't you head for the kitchen? I'll let you watch the dishes while you clean them.
Oh, Pop.
In the Old City Christmas Decorating Contest.
Quiet, I gotta hear this.
A big congratulations to all the houses on Pekingese Street.
Pekingese Street?
In the individual category, the winner of the most original yard design is Wooten Bassett.
What?
A mailman on Sycamore Street.
Bassett won?
Judges were particularly impressed with Bassett's amazing stable, built entirely out of popsicle sticks.
Yeah, I had some help from a friend of mine named Colby Cabrera. He's a popsicle artist and the real genius behind the whole thing. I'd also like to thank the Arctic Freeze Popsicle Company for donating all of these popsicle sticks to make it. Thanks a lot, and remember, when it comes to eating popsicles, don't settle for cold. Go for the Arctic Freeze.
We'll be sure to do that.
That proves it. There is nothing good on the TNV anymore.
Hi, Austin. What's up?
We came over so I could show Austin your yard.
Wow, look at all the lights. The stable looks great. That stained glass star is awesome.
Thanks, but it's not stained glass. It's stained popsicle sticks. Woot and I made it special last night.
Yeah, and I still have the tummy ache to prove it.
You missed a great race, Wooten.
Oh, I know, but the U.S. mail has to get delivered somehow. So, how'd it go?
Well, that was another reason why we came over. We wanted to show you this.
A trophy? You won the race?
Not exactly. Not first place, anyway.
Oh, don't tell me Rodney won.
Nope. Ashley.
Rodney got disqualified for cheating. He installed a fuel injector and it backfired.
Yeah, it rounded the first corner and then shot straight off the track and burst into flames.
I don't know which was worse for him, watching his car burn or watching a girl win the derby.
Well, if you didn't win first place, then what's the trophy for?
Most original car design, thanks to my buddy here.
Most original? Hey, that's great. First my yard wins most original because of you, and now your car. I guess it's been confirmed twice then.
What has?
Well, there's no doubt about it, Colby. You're an original.
Wooten, what's with the flamingo in your stable?
Oh, she's not a flamingo anymore, Austin. Not since I painted her anyway. She's a cow.
Looks like a flamingo.
Nope, it's a cow.
Then why does the cow have pink feathers?
She's blushing.
And where are the udders?
Are you kidding? Udders in the winter would be the ultimate fashion faux pas.
Or maybe, just maybe, the cow is a flamingo.
Or a cow.
Flamingo.
Cow?
Flamingo.
Okay, but it's a cow.
It's a flamingo.
Over and over in the Bible, God used people who were different, like Noah, Zacchaeus, and John the Baptist. All three of these men were made fun of, but God used them to change the world. Being different from the crowd is not only okay, it's also something that God can use for His glory. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Popsicle Kid was written by Tori Martin and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen, and our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you have a great Christmas and a happy New Year.